You're listening to A Certain Degree. Welcome back. My name is Nick. I'm your host. And on this episode, I talk to Zin Han, the genius person behind the Orlando Collage Club. And on this episode, she pitches another club, which is needed. We all need more clubs to join. This one is pretty unique. She wants to do a scream club. So we talk about which lake we might want to do it at, like Lake Eola. Maybe the swans that are left won't appreciate it. Lake Ivanhoe is my pick. What should we wear? Should we do scream caroling? There's a lot more on this episode. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the show. Amy Winehouse on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree. Good morning. My name is Nick. I'm here with you every Wednesday from 8 to 10 a.m. You can find out more about the show on Instagram at To A Certain Degree. I think I'm also on Facebook. Maybe the posts that I do on Instagram also show up on Facebook. I don't know. I think that's how it works. I'm pretty sure that would be fine if you did that or if you wanted to do that. I would encourage you to follow along because you will know about great guests coming up. I try to post about interesting upcoming events and things of that nature. We'll be talking about all that. But speaking of interesting guests, Zin Han is here again. Oh. She returned. She was here last week, and now she's back for some reason.
Yeah, I got lost. And
you've been here the entire time?
I've just been here the whole time waiting for someone to let me out.
You lived at WPRK at Rollins College for a week. How was it?
Creamy.
Good. Yep. I'm so glad you have some ideas for us. You have some events coming up through the Collage Club. And we'll be talking about all of that here momentarily. But first, I do want to talk about an idea that you have. I think we should just get it out of the way and discuss it. And then we can just put it out to the people out there, too. So if you want to text us at 407-646-2915, you can chime in on this as well. But tell us about your idea, where it came from, and then we'll start pitching lakes to do it at.
Okay. So I think we need to do a therapeutic scream club.
Love it.
Where we meet maybe once a month, not be, you know, too ambitious about it. Once a month, just get up early in the morning and get it all out of our system.
Oh, everybody. This is a morning thing.
Or, I mean, we can discuss
it. No. I didn't consider it. So there's also time of day that we should discuss. So how do they do it up in Chicago?
In Chicago?
In the city that never wins.
Never stops eating hot dogs,
yeah.
I guess. So, it is a morning thing there.
Okay.
Nice and early. You wake up. You are the rooster, I think is their tagline. That's what ours should be anyways.
I like that.
So, yeah, I think in the morning, I was thinking Lake Eola, but what were you thinking?
I think, so they get around whatever the lake is up there, Lake Superior.
One of the big ones.
Yeah, I think there's only one. There's right. A big great lake there. It's like a huge ocean. And I believe it's man-made. I don't think a lot of people know that. The Great Lakes are all man-made. I'm just going to skip over that because I have nothing to follow up with that.
Yeah,
one.
I have no idea.
Lake Eola,
afraid of water. Go figure.
I think would be good. I'd rather do Lake Ivanhoe. I think there's more parking. I think it's a little more accessible. There's a couple of really good coffee shops we could get to sponsor it.
That's true. And we could go sponsorship.
Hang out afterwards and
absolutely.
Have some coffee or get some
bagel
coffee and then scream.
Or a muffin.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need something to work on our vocal cords afterwards, like a warm tea.
We got Dr. Drips right there. We've got Aguila right there. We've got a couple of other places that we can go
to. I like that idea. And you can see I-4, which is the cause of many people's frustration. So just directly screaming right at it.
I think we're aiming at it. And then, what is it about the screaming? Like, because I always think about intentionality, right?
Sure.
Like, I think about, we're going to talk about Collage Club here in a second. We've talked a little bit about it before, where sometimes you empty your mind and it just becomes this creative, you're in the flow, creative process. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think with something like this, sometimes you could just be general screaming.
Just screaming.
General screaming is fine.
But yeah, definitely.
But if you have something in your mind.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that if we do it monthly.
Yeah.
So, you know, during the month, I'm sure that we've all been frustrated enough to just like scream our guts out, but we can kind of hold it in a little bit instead of like screaming at people like when we're driving or something.
Yeah, every day.
Hold on to that. Just hold on to it and let it build up really big.
Yeah, tamp it down.
Just push it down. Way down. Deep.
Let it explode.
And then let it explode over Lake Ivanhoe.
Yeah. Or whatever lake you think.
Or whatever lake. Maybe we could travel.
407-646-2915. Tell us your favorite lake
will travel
to scream at or to help
you
scream.
There's so many good lakes to scream at.
And I think that it's important to say we're screaming at a lake because it's going to be a little bit bigger. It's going to be able to take it, I think.
Right.
And not be mad at us.
Well, it's like sound waves, water waves. Yeah. I feel like it kind of just goes together. Maybe it's like organic. I don't know.
I was also thinking that, you know, instead of screaming at one person, I think a lake can just take it better.
Yeah, it's not going to hold a grudge.
It's not going to judge us.
Right.
For screaming.
It's like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, sister.
I'm a lake.
Get it out. Get it all out.
How do you think I feel?
I know. And they're like, ah, gurgle, yeah. Gurgle, gurgle.
Yeah.
That's how they yell.
Yeah. I did do a story about Lake Ivanhoe a while back. And when we were talking about I think it's the Fish and Wildlife Commission who makes sure that a lot of the lakes are stocked and healthy when it comes to fish, because obviously that helps with the lake health in general.
Are you saying we should go fishing after?
No, no, no. Oh. I'm just saying there's fish in there, but the fish to test, I think this is really funny. They will go out on their little boats and they have this little special equipment that they put in the water and they electrocute like 3 square feet of the lake. And then when the fish float up, they're still alive.
Okay. Did you see my
they're
face?
I did.
Not
they're
you
still
on the
alive.
You, Nick. You saw
and
my
so
face.
They can measure just to see how healthy they are, how many fish there are in this little square. And that's how they measure it. But I thought that was the coolest thing.
It's
and
interesting,
so I'm like,
but also terrifying.
Here's a lake that's already used to being electrocuted.
Sure.
By man-made and probably lightning.
So what's just a little
So
holler?
What's some screaming?
Yeah. Who cares? Little holler.
It was a long way to go to say, I think this lake can take it.
But yeah, we made a couple turns there.
And Lake Eola, I think, has some trauma already when it comes to the swans and stuff.
Oh, that's true. The swans. We don't want to yell at the swans. They're going to be like, who, me? And we're going to be like, no, get out of the way.
No, the swans that are left over there. Yeah. So I'm thinking like Ivanhoe, if somebody has a better idea, happy to hear it.
Yeah, if you got a better idea, have it.
just keep it. Just keep it. I do like the idea of traveling, the Sisterhood of Traveling Screams.
Ooh.
And then we can go for different lakes. There's Lake Apopka. We can go to the ocean.
We could wear cloaks when it cools off.
We can definitely.
Like hooded little cloaks.
I mean,
black. Like we could be like,
you're assuming
we could hold like lanterns.
I don't already wear cloaks all the time when it cools off.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. I think having some costume changes.
Mm.
Yeah. Doing one around Halloween.
Oh, for sure.
It's and then maybe instead of caroling, it's just caroling. Going from house to house screaming.
We just go from lake to lake yelling.
Yep. I like that. Or from house to house. And then we get candy, too.
Hey.
I like.
If we're lucky, that's all we're going to get.
They're just throwing the candy at us.
Yes, they pelt us with
to
the
get
candy.
Us out of there.
This is going to be a new tradition, I feel like, in Central Florida.
I like it.
Me too.
I like everything about it.
Me too.
And we'll start I think we should register the URL, the Instagram account. We need to.
Oh, I'm already on it.
Oh, great. Yeah. Perfect. Anything related to Orlando and or Scream, you've already registered.
Yeah, we're just going to get all those .coms, orgs, ats, whatever. I don't know how it works.
Let me ask you this. How long have you lived here in Orlando, in the greater Orlando area?
Since I've been back, I've been here for, 12 years?
12 years. And so?
Since I've been back from abroad. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But were you here before that? Or
yeah, I was here before that. I was born in D-Land.
In D-Land, Florida?
Florida.
Home of Stetson College?
Yes, this one right here.
Other things?
You didn't see it, but I have a cup that says Stetson. It's fine.
Okay, great. That's good. So then what do you consider, because I think that Orlando has become a catch-all for all of Central Florida, whereas I think people in D-Land, I think in people in North Park, and even to a certain extent, Maitland, Longwood, Altamont Springs, and the others,
sure.
Lake Nona, for
Maitland
sure,
don't
necessarily like being lumped in.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you feel about it? You know, when you say Orlando, do you mean pretty much
all of Central Florida wall to wall, or do you just mean like, oh, the little Orlando?
Oh, I basically call all of Florida Orlando, except for Miami, which is south.
That's different.
That's basically it. And then there's Jacksonville up in the north right corner. That's all I've got.
I feel like we are.
Tallahassee is somewhere. Central Florida, I'm sure. It was
Pensacola
Orlando.
Pensacola is up there somewhere too. Florida is weird.
I heard about. Whatever.
So at some point, it's just between us and Tampa over who will take over all of Central
I feel
Florida.
Like we've already won that war.
Yeah.
I
mean, and Lakeland is just.
Come at me, Tampa. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. Please don't come at me, Tampa.
Lakeland is just sitting out there going, I love you, Orlando.
Excuse me.
I also love you, Tampa.
Right.
I'll go with whoever.
Well, we took Lakeland, and it was like a, I don't know. Anyways, I lost my train of thought.
Okay.
But now Lakeland is ours. Don't worry about it.
Well, Lakeland has become a really incredible creative space. Mm-hmm. I like going down there. And I think we'll just take credit for how cool it's become.
Absolutely.
And it's got a lot of lakes, which brings us back to Scream Club.
Yeah, Sisterhood of the Traveling Screams.
Okay, we'll do that.
I'm really holding on to that.
I think we should also do it. Have you ever been to Bock Tower?
Ooh, I have.
Yeah, we should do it there too, because I feel like there's some way to unlock that tower that we just don't know.
Like
that there's
the magic.
Yeah, there's some sort of.
That sounds like a tagline of some sort from the Orlando area. Maybe the
Scream Club?
Disney.
I think it's more Scream Club. I think
it's more of a Scream Club thing.
Okay. Unlock the
unlock
magic.
Unlock the magic.
Scream at a lake.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we're going to work on that. You can follow us at To a Certain Degree on Instagram. You can follow Zine at Zine_Han at Orlando Collage Club and Orlando at Orlando Collage Kids. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the events you have coming up, some really exciting ones coming up in a couple of days. Friday night at Blackbird Comics. Mm-hmm. It is the anniversary. What anniversary is it?
It is the safe landing of the Apollo 11 moon mission.
Returning to Earth. So that would have been 69, and it's 2026. So that's 67 years ago?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, let's call it that. Okay. 57, 67?
Somebody out there 57. With a calculator.
57 years
it.
Ago.
Oh, Joe Cucci wrote me. He said, what? The Great Lakes are not man-made.
What?
What?
I that is in
I don't
that
know.
Is not what I've learned
I
at
know.
My homeschooling.
Big Wave Dave, look it up. We need a final verdict on this, please.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We're going to play some more music. You've picked all the music today. Again, thank you so much for doing that.
Two songs are chosen by Mr. Adam Goldman.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
And we'll play a song. I'm sorry, I don't think we even said who the first song was. Amy Winehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Our Day Will Come.
It's on its way.
Yeah. It's almost here.
Oh, and Joe picked one too.
Oh, nice.
I'll let you know which one when it happens.
Thank you. Well, let's play some Joy Division next.
Yep, that was me.
Okay, this seems appropriate for the radio. We're going to play Transmission on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree.